At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, concerns that a new funding package for DV legal support will be too little, too late. Three men charged over the theft of antique handguns from regional New South Wales. And in sport, Port Adelaide vice-captain Zach Butters in hospital. With the latest SBS News, I'm Deborah Grawl. Questions have already been raised over the new funding announced earlier today by National Cabinet to combat domestic violence. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese unveiled a $4.7 billion package to fund critical legal services, saying it was time for practical measures to meet the crisis. But there's concern that it's still not enough, and if it will flow in time to make a difference, because the money won't become available until July 2025. Deputy Opposition Leader Susan Lee says that's not good enough.
That is 10 months away. Sadly, on the current trajectory of women losing their lives, being killed by a man, we would see 40 more women lose their lives before a dollar of this money is spent.
The federal government will pay up to $202 million in compensation to thousands of Indigenous workers whose wages were stolen while working in the Northern Territory last century. The payout is part of the settlement of a class action on behalf of workers and their families who were subject to Commonwealth wage control between 1933 to 1971. Indigenous Australians Minister Malandiri McCarthy says she hopes the settlement will bring closure to First Nations people impacted by that law. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has gone forward with the biggest reshuffle of his cabinet since the start of Russia's invasion in 2022. The president has switched nine of his ministers, including the Foreign Affairs Ministry. The Ukrainian parliament has approved the changes despite criticism from opposition members who say this is a move by Zelensky to centralise power around himself. But the president says they're necessary to improve the government's negotiating capabilities, which will in turn improve their military strength.
It is crucial that government institutions now operate as actively as possible, more actively than before, at all levels. More investments from partners in Ukraine's defence production, more active progress in negotiations with the European Union as we prepare for the future accession agreement, more interaction and mutual understanding between the central government and communities, and of course, more support for the front line.
Experts say this year will end up as the warmest humanity has ever measured. European Climate Service Copernicus says the northern summer from June to August was the hottest on record. And if this sounds familiar, that's because the records the globe shattered were set just last year. Scientists say that extreme weather got a temporary boost from El Niño, but Copernicus director Carlo Buontempo says it's now climate change that is the main culprit.
And of the many drivers of climate variability, I think one of the one we need to look into in this case as a main responsible is really the anthropogenic climate change and the increase in greenhouse gases in our atmosphere.
Bill Shorten has pledged to implement major reforms to the National Disability Insurance Scheme in his remaining time in politics. The former Labor leader won't run in the next election, ending his 17-year parliamentary career. He'll stay on as NDIS minister until he leaves, pledging to use every minute left to secure the future of the scheme. But Mr. Shorten says much of the necessary work has already been done.
Our NDIS is one of the great significant opportunities for Australia. We have made reforms to this system through the legislation, through working with from the state governments, but we've already made reforms which are seeing that some of the growth has begun to decrease.
Three men have been charged over the theft of more than two dozen antique handguns from a regional museum. Police say the men, aged 46, 41 and 27, were arrested after a series of raids where 13 of the 27 stolen firearms were allegedly found. The commemorative handguns were stolen from the Lithgow Small Arms Factory Museum in the New South Wales Blue Mountains region early on August 25. The weapons include one from the 1700s and a pistol gifted by the Sultan of Oman. To sport and in AFL news, Port Adelaide vice-captain Zach Butters has been hospitalised after suffering a rib injury in his club's qualifying final capitulation to Geelong. The extent of the dynamic midfielder's injury is expected to be known this afternoon. Butters was sent to hospital for precautionary scans after being substituted from the Power's woeful 84-point loss on Thursday night at Adelaide Oval. I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.